Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
We're starting over.
Let's do it.
So some of you just saw that.
Let's do it.
But the main camera didn't see it. Yeah. Welcome to the Two to Info
Show. Yeah. It's all good.
Hey, you forget one button out of six and everybody gets mad. The control room's talking to me.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
It's all good.
So, hey, it's October 11th.
You know what October 11th is?
I don't.
My mom's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom. Love you, Mom.
There it is up there.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. 50.
Yeah.
58.
Yes.
58. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
That's
happy
great.
Birthday, Mom.
Welcome to the Tutu and Foo Show. I just told the whole story on why that's up, but now I'm not going to tell it again. But this is the Tutu and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Tutu Savage.
I'm Mike Crystal Foley Foo.
Woo! All right. We're rocking and rolling.
Number 29. Eric Dickerson.
Eric Dickerson. Now, who came up with that? Your dad, right?
Well, no.
We got to say it like we didn't just say
it. I know. Yeah, right? He said it, too. Because
we're all fired up
when
tonight.
We mentioned it last week, the first thing that came to my mind for this week, I said, I got one for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when Dad watched the show and I talked to him, he goes, I got one for you. We had the same guy in mind.
Eric Dickerson, yeah. And I was saying, we're saying this because we just did about 4 minutes of the show and forgot to hit record on the audio. So we're re-saying everything we just said before.
And Marc-Andre Fleury, the old goalie.
Marc-Andre Fleury.
Like I said, my buddy Phil at work used to wear his jersey all the time.
Yeah.
29.
Yeah. No, he's one of the good ones. He's a phenomenal goalie.
Yeah.
Yep. Then I was saying 29's not, I don't even know if there's an NBA number 29. Who knows?
Yeah,
I
mean, maybe somebody knows. I don't know.
But yeah. Fire away.
Well, back then, 29, they
couldn't do it for
the NBA.
You had to
back
be five
then,
or
yeah.
under. Now you can.
Yeah.
Was it I feel like Rodman's the one that broke that chain when he wore 99.
Yeah, he could have. Yeah,
91. Right. No, he wore 91.
91, was it?
91.
Yeah.
Because it had to be, referees have to be able to hold up five or, you know, like fouls on 52.
Right.
It can't be 56. Like you can't. Right. So forever it was that. But now they do 57. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah. wow. That was an exciting.
That was classic right there.
So we're. Now we're 2.5 minutes in, but we're really about 7 minutes in, for those who know. It is October 11th, Mom's birthday. Happy birthday.
Yes.
We got Eric Dickerson. It is, if you follow the show, which I know you all do, you'll notice you don't hear something in the background. And it's funny because you can hear it in the show.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear it on the replay.
Yeah.
There's no basketballs bouncing. There's no noise at all. Yeah. We're sitting here at CSN, the North Las Vegas campus on the East Cheyenne, up in the basketball office, and there's not a peep because volleyball is away at Thatcher, Arizona, playing Eastern Arizona. Men's and women's soccer are away. I think they're down in Yuma playing Arizona Western. And men's basketball have their first scrimmage of the year.
Good.
They're driving up to Salt Lake right now to play in a jamboree tomorrow, which we're playing in next week.
Right.
But they play the week before, so it's quiet. It's weird. It's kind of weird.
Kind of eerie. Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's nobody working out.
No rims rattling behind us. Yeah, nothing. Nothing. Nobody working out.
So let's end the show early.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, nice and quiet around here. So we got to begin with the big football game. And it's funny. Let's give a shout out to our
Wingstop
food this week.
Yeah.
Wingstop, it's just, you can't screw it up, right? Yeah. Really good chicken. I love their dipping sauce. Fries are good.
Yeah.
It's just a safe bet. So, and I got the strawberry lemonade Wingstop. So good food, good call. Food, and it was a good call because I was hungry and we've only had like one or two things where we're like, eh.
Yeah.
But when you're hungry and you see this green bag come in, oh, it made the
boneless chicken wings.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, wow. Yep. we usually talk a little bit as we're eating before we start the show. And I'm like, talking about the Cuse UNLV game football, and I said, "You know what? Let's save it for the show. So go for it. Let's hear it. What a game!
Oh, great game. Went to overtime. What
Tell
else can
us
you
all
ask
about
for?
It.
Yeah, what else can you ask for?
Yep.
Yeah, it was a good game. You know, Syracuse jumped out 14-0, and you know, it was funny. The guys that we went with, there are some of the UNLV fans, and it was 14-0 first quarter, and I told them, I said, listen, this game could be 28-0 right now. It doesn't mean
anything.
And sure enough, UNLV rattles off the next 21 points, right?
And all of a sudden, they're up.
They're up 21-14.
So it was back and forth a couple times, right?
After that, it was, yeah. It was a highly entertaining game. A block punt for a touchdown by UNLV.
Yep.
It turned out to be a good game. Big
so
crowd,
you
big
were
crowd.
A couple, you were on the Syracuse side.
Yes.
Closer to the bench, midfield, where were you?
20-yard line.
20, okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
That's a good spot. Yeah. what would you say, what percentage of the stadium was Cuse fans? It looked like a good amount.
The one side was all UNLV.
Of course.
Now, yeah. I know our
Flavor
side.
Flav and all the locals.
And I would say at least half of the other side was Syracuse fans.
Yeah.
There was a lot of orange and blue.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it was crying. I mean, you could hear it on TV when you watch. I went back and watched it on TV. You could hear the Syracuse crowds, the Syracuse crowd, the Let's Go Orange chant.
Yeah, yeah.
Syracuse travels well for football and basketball.
I was going to say, I know. I would imagine they, because they're having a heck of a year. We were just talking about that little speed bump against Stanford.
Yeah.
They don't have that. They're probably top 20.
They'd be ranked. Yeah, they were already receiving votes before that.
If they were 5-0 right now,
oh yeah,
they'd be top 20. They wouldn't be 25, 24.
They'd be top 20.
And they beat a top 25 team in UNLV at the time. Wasn't UNLV ranked? They were 24 or 25 right there.
Yeah.
So what else about the game? Come on.
Well, we're walking in.
Okay.
I see a tall guy, 6'9", 6'10", right? He's got the orange hoodie on. I said, I got to get close. First thought, it's got to be an ex-basketball
player.
Got to
be somebody,
Cuse,
right?
So I said, let me get closer.
Yeah.
It's John Wallace.
John Wallace, right? His name just came up a couple shows ago.
Yeah, a couple shows ago, and he's from Rochester, and so he was there. You know, he goes to the basketball games as well. He loves Syracuse, loves Boeheim. He watches the games. And I'm not a starstruck person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't do the autographs. Yeah, yeah. I don't do the pictures. Yeah. But anybody, like I told you, you met Ricky Henderson, got the picture.
Yeah.
But anybody for the Cuse, I will.
So get the
picture with John Wallace, right? Yeah. Just like Dante Green, right?
Yeah,
I met him
at
where I work, got the picture with him.
Yeah.
So I said, Dad, let's get the picture, Dad. So John Wallace is great. He's engaging.
That's
he's
awesome.
Personable. He's talkative. Good. He's all, yeah, sure. You know, Dad says, you were one of the greats. And he goes, much love. He goes, thank you for the love,
That's awesome. Yeah.
So you know Dad,
right?
Dad looks up at him. He says, you know, John, when I played back in the day, when I played basketball, he goes, I jumped center. Right now, Dad's my size, right?
Yeah.
Little, you know, he's thicker than I am. And John Wallace looking down at him. Got the shades on him. I don't know if he knows what to say or not. But it took a few seconds.
Yeah.
And John Wallace.
It's an altitude difference.
He's got to travel down, right? So John Wallace, he says, yeah, but you had that vertical, he says, right? Which was
funny.
Your
dad probably.
Yeah, we start laughing. John Wallace starts laughing. It was great, though.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, it's a cool picture. You sent it to me.
I
think I was at a soccer game here. I sent it to Brooklyn. I sent it to Trent. I sent it to Julie. I was showing, my buddy had the Fufu and Doofu, the show. Look, everybody was like, holy smokes, who's that guy? That's good. John Wallace, he was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
And like I said, we talked about him a few weeks ago. in my mind, an unbelievable college player, yeah. A decent NBA player. He had a decent little career,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he played wasn't, a few years, yeah. Wasn't,
but
years.
Seeing him play when he was there at the Cuse, man, he was a beast. John Wallace, that's pretty cool.
Award number 44, and deservedly so. Award probably.
Yeah, for sure. So, and the Cuse head to
they're going to NC State tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah. And UNLV has a cupcake, I think. Utah State. Yeah. And I think Utah State's 1-4. Should trample them, hopefully. Doesn't seem to be, even though they didn't win against Syracuse, that was their second game without their quarterback, if I'm not mistaken, right? So the quarterback who left.
Yeah.
So it seems like they're going to compete regardless of that whole quarterback. You know, it's a big deal out here in the news for like a day and a half, 2 days.
Yeah.
Like this guy and what's the real story. But now he's gone. Move on.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
What's Bill Belichick and the Patriots, you know?
Yeah.
Do your job. That's next
it.
Man
do
up.
Do your job, yeah.
And let's do it. So that's cool. I'm glad you had fun with that. And you said Syracuse men's basketball comes out next year.
Yeah, they come out here next that's year awesome. for some tournament. Yeah, yep. So that'll be great.
But it's not versus UNLV. It's a tournament, right?
Maybe UNLV's in that tournament. I got to look that up. But I know it came out that they were coming
to Vegas.
But
it's a tournament, so we don't know the
the matchups yet. Yeah.
Okay. We'll have to do that. If I can sneak away for that, it'll be tough because it's in season for me. But I'd love to go to that game, too.
Yeah.
You know, I got to go to T-Mobile. I believe their first basketball game, was Duke UNLV. I don't know if you remember that when it first opened.
Yeah,
it was Duke UNLV, and I was I gotta go at all costs. I gotta go, and I ended up going. And great facility, and Duke beat the brakes off of UNLV, but it was a good game. Just to say, you went to a Duke UNLV game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, locals don't like it, but I'm a Dukie. I support UNLV. I really do. But Duke's, you know, kind of my, I mean, I bleed blue here at CSN. So, I might have to go to that. See if I can get into that. I know you're going. You'll catch them all.
No doubt.
Make
no
it happen.
Doubt. Yep.
That's awesome. Unless there's a CSN game, of course.
Well, you know.
What else we got? The Aces took the bump. I think we all kind of saw that coming. There's a little bit of writing on the wall. It's still tough to swallow because they played so well in game three.
Yeah.
It just looked like they turned it back on. You know, coaches say you can't flip the switch. Game three, they look freaking good.
Yeah.
They look good. And game four, end of the third quarter, they hit that three-quarter court shot that didn't count.
Yeah.
But they were still, down a point going into the fourth? And then Stewie just took over. I think Brianna Stewart blocked like three shots, and we couldn't get an outside shot to fall. And it just, New York was the better team this year.
Yeah, Liberty beat them all year long, too.
Beat them all year long. Yeah, so tough one to get over. Did you see the ending of that game last night in Minnesota?
Holy smokes, huh? You know, they were up big, gave up the lead. Big steal at the end to tie it. And then goes to overtime, and they lose it. But Minnesota was good. Minnesota obviously has been good all year, too.
That four-point play, I mean, a lot of action. I mean, women's basketball, I know we've been saying it for a couple years now, but, man, it's if you can't watch a game like that and get fired up and just want to jump up and down, man, what a game. And now the Aces, I don't want to say this wrong because I know there's some kind of connections, not to me directly, but some local connections here is their GM is no longer.
Okay.
I don't know. Did you know that?
I didn't see that, no.
So Natalie Williams, but I don't know if she stepped down. I don't know what the situation, I don't know how it happened, but she's no longer the GM, and they just hired the new GM. And I hope I'm right with this. Now I'm sitting here thinking, I just saw it, and I'm going to think it's true, but I'm pretty sure it was a press release by the Aces. So they hired a new GM. I'm going to give you three guesses.
Okay.
A former WNBA player. Arguably one of the top three players to ever play the game.
Comes to mind is Lisa Leslie.
Nope.
Right off the top.
Great guess.
Right off the top of my head. Wow.
Top five. Maybe
top,
three.
Top five, maybe.
I don't know.
Teresa Weatherspoon.
Nope. She just got fired.
Oh, did she?
From the sky. Remember?
Yeah, Detroit? You're right. Yeah. Well, that's
she
what
got fired
thinking.
As a coach, and she got axed, and a lot of people are upset with that. But no, not Weatherspoon.
Oh, wow.
More recent. Very recent. Extremely recent.
No, I don't know, Dan.
Candace Parker.
Oh, Candace Parker. Oh, jeez.
What a get.
Oh, yeah. She played for him last year.
Last year.
Yeah.
I think she even was on the roster to start this year, no?
Nah, I think she retired.
She retired before the season started.
I believe so. Yeah.
So yeah, Candace Parker is the new GM of the Aces.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I pray to God that's right.
Okay.
I mean, this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Well, if I'm wrong, I'm not trying to be wrong on purpose.
But we are off the cuff. Everything we do here. Up here.
yeah, we're off the cuff. But no, I'm pretty certain because I believe I saw it on the Aces website. Candace, I just thought that was a phenomenal pick because, you know, she has her finger on the pulse of the game. Just
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Played, yeah. Has won championships, has won MVPs.
Again,
I think top five is pretty accurate Candace Parker.
Sure, the numbers are there.
Yeah.
The accomplishments are there. Yeah.
Championships are there. So we'll see what the Aces do. I'm going to have to reach out. I'm not pulling a Kelsey Plum here, but Candace, if this gets to you, here we are right down the street, CSN Women's Basketball, JUCO Division I. We need all the help and support we can get. And we are a reciprocal, as you know, with the Aces. Yeah. Whenever they have an event and their people reach out, whether it's the kids camp we did at Doolittle last year or their season ticket holder event that they did at Opportunity Village, we're there. We're there. We help donate our time 100%. Yeah. They're always nice enough to take pictures with us and stuff. But I just feel like I want to do a little more with the Aces. I'd love to. If this video gets out, here's what I'd love to do. Okay. And it's possible because I know there's some paperwork I'd have to do on my end. I'd love to have a practice at their facility.
Oh, that'd be good.
Just a single in there. Yeah. And I've been in their facility. Yeah. You know, we got a little tour last year. I think it was myself and Aaliyah. We got a little tour.
Yeah.
We were there to do a healthy heart check thing. And the guy was talking to me. He's like, come on. And all my players are busy except Aaliyah. I'm like, come on. So we got to see everything, all the, you know, the locker room, the team room, the training room, all that stuff. And the practice facility is phenomenal. And that would be a get for us if we could have a practice at the Aces facility.
Yeah, it was, you know, no pun intended, but that would be Aces right there.
That would be an ace, ace in the hole right there.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I know they there's a lot of free agents. Kelsey Plum being one of them.
Yeah.
Sid Colson, I believe. Who's the other post? The four. I can't think of her name off the top of my head.
Is it Stokes?
Yeah, Stokes. Yeah, I believe Stokes. Yeah. So there's Aces are going to look very different next year, but if they have Asia Wilson, they got a shot.
Of course, got to keep her.
Yeah. And of course, you know, Chelsea Gray and Jackie Young, they got pieces, they got pieces on top of pieces. And if they lose somebody, I mean, we hope we don't lose you, Kelsey. But it's, you know, it's a possibility there's other players out there that you just got to get the right type player. So, it's all on you, Candace Parker. Let's make it happen. We want to be back. We're just taking a year off, and then we're going to come back and repeat again. We're going to go boom, boom, back to back.
That's
and
right.
Win four in 4 and 5 years.
5 years.
That's the goal. Stick on basketball here for a minute.
Yeah.
Last week, we talked about the Karl Anthony Towns trade, and you were kind of like, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were a little bit like, oh, we're so close. I think we just needed Randall. I don't know. I'm sure you've seen some of the preseason games. What's your take so far?
No, yeah. I mean, we know what he brings to the table. Knicks need a big guy. You know, like we said last week, that they need a big guy. And he can shoot.
Yeah,
he can shoot. Opens up the floor for everybody
else.
Pick and roll, pop.
Roll if you cover the pop. He's a Swiss Army knife, man. I always say it. He's a stat stuffer. When I do my fantasy leagues, he is at the top of my first pick list because he's a stat stuffer.
Yeah, he's definitely legit. And between him and Brunson, it's going to be exciting to see what they can do.
I mean, just two-man game as a coach. And I know you can – I mean, Stockton Malone, right? This two-man game. If you get a deadly two-man game. It can get you very far.
Absolutely.
And they have other pieces, which
is and they do have other pieces. And, you know, we did talk about DiVincenzo and had a career year last year.
Yeah.
But was that a breakthrough year for him? You know, we'll see what he does this year. Tough to lose him, tough to lose Randall, but you're getting Towns, and I get it. And I think they gave up a first-round draft pick, too, which is one reason why they went out to accumulate all these draft picks so they can make the trades like that, you know, get Bridges and get Towns. But
I
think they'll be all right, though. You know, I'm warming up to it a little bit more. I was just so excited to see what they were going to do this year because they were so close last year, and he went out and got Bridges. Now that everything's coming together.
They start the year 21-2. What are you going to feel like?
Good move. That'd be great.
Good move. No, I think either way, if a healthy Randall, I think they – you know, you hear a lot of the other podcasters that aren't the Doodoo and Foo show, but the other podcasters are like, all right, who's gonna push the Celtics in the East? Celtics are still the team. They're going to be the team to beat, right?
I think so,
Especially, Porzingis is out again until Christmas or the All-Star break, whatever, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's okay. Yeah. Just come back healthy.
Yeah.
So when people talk about the East, is it Milwaukee? Philadelphia got significantly better by adding Paul George. And they, what was the other trade? Didn't they make a trade? Oh, they got, what's his name from the Heat, from UNR.
I think I missed that one. But I know they got some pieces.
Remember the brothers from UNR? One played for the Heat. Remember his name?
I'm forgetting too right now.
But anyway, good pick. He's a defender. He's a 3-and-D guy. So they got better, but everybody goes back to the Knicks. The Knicks are the team that can push the Celtics. And some people think even more so now, but I think either way, they were going to be in the discussion of the top three, I think.
Yeah.
You never want to discount Milwaukee because Giannis, they were pretty banged up last year.
They were. Yes,
and they if were. They come back healthy with Dame and Giannis and...
absolutely.
What's his name? Why am I struggling with names in the NBA? Middleton,
I love
Middleton's game.
Yeah.
Those guys all healthy can beat anybody. But then you got the Knicks, again, Philly. Everybody stays healthy. The East is, it's so funny over the years. Eastern Conference, Western Conference, Eastern Conference. Nobody wants to be, and when you even talked about Miami, nobody wants to be in the East right now. I mean, the West is tough. The NBA is tough.
The NBA is tough, yeah.
But we'll see what New York does. Where do you think they end up? We'll see if we can pull episode 29 at the end of the year. What seed are the Knicks going into the playoffs? Let's see. Let's get a big prediction by the Foo Man.
I'll say a 3 seed.
3 seed?
Yeah.
Safe. What were they last year?
Last year they were the 3 last year, I think.
3?
Right? Yeah.
Okay. All right. So there you go. You just answered your own question. That trade kind of kept them where they are.
Well, because Philly gets better with Paul George, I think. Yeah, right? Yeah.
And he's a level-headed vet, which is where not just his scoring and his play.
Yeah.
He's a level-headed vet.
Because last year I thought Philly was going to beat the Knicks in that playoff series.
Yeah.
But as it turned out, Embiid got a little exhausted by the end of that series. It
takes a lot of weight off Embiid, man, having Paul George out there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What's Paul George, 6'10", 6'9"?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, and he's, yep.
Not quite 7 foot. All right, I got a 7 foot list for you.
Uh-oh.
Can you name the top 10 7-footers in NBA history that have scored 20,000 career points? And I think you can. I think you know all of these people.
7-footers.
Seven-footers.
Yep.
That have scored 20,000 career points. There's 10 of them.
Got to go with Jabbar.
Jabbar is in there. He's number 3.
Shaq.
Oh, not number 3. It's over. This is no order.
No order, yeah.
Obviously. Kareem.
Shaq.
Shaq, yep. You got 2 out of the 10.
Robert Parrish.
Robert Parrish. Good get. 3.
Was Elijah on 7 foot?
He was. He was seven foot. On the dot.
Yep.
You got 4.
Patrick Ewing.
You got 5.
David Robinson.
You got 6. Look at this guy.
You say David Robinson.
You have an earpiece?
Yeah.
Your dad feeding you the answers?
Well, we got that. Can't hear that, Dad. you say David Robinson, you got to say Tim Duncan.
He is not on the
list. He's not on it, okay.
And.
Is he 7 foot? That's the other thing, okay.
Yep, he's not 7 foot.
Yep. Okay. Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt is on there.
I'm sure Dad was right there saying, Michael Wilt. Wilt Michael.
Yeah, that's an easy one, right?
How many I got left?
You got 2. And
two left.
Yeah, 2 left. Yeah, okay. You've done a great job. Yeah, Ewing, Parrish, David Robinson, Hakeem Olajuwon, Shaq, Wilt, Kareem. Now, these last two, one of them definitely played the 4, and the other one played 4-5.
See, I don't know how tall these guys were exactly, but what comes to mind are old school guys, like a Bob Lanier.
Nope, you're way, nothing left that old.
Nothing left. See, I was going to say Wes
Unseld. I don't think Lanier's 7 foot either.
But that's the thing. See, I don't know, and I was going to say Wes Unseld next, Wes, but I don't think he's 7 foot.
Yeah, he's more like 6'10".
Yeah, he was. Unseld. He played a little bit small, so it's after that.
Yep.
Okay. 7 footers. Yeah, I think of my
both.
Team.
Oh, ready? Oh, go ahead.
No,
give me one.
Nah,
come
on. I was going to say Alonzo, but he's not 7 foot.
Yeah, Alonzo's not 7 foot.
He's not 7 foot.
And I don't know if Alonzo scored 20,000 because remember, he got sick and had the kidney issue. They're both non Americans.
Both non-Americans.
One definitely plays the four. Maybe even a little three.
Seven-footer. Seven-footer, really? Yeah, yeah. Both non-Americans, huh?
We can definitely get you to both of these a couple hints.
Is his son in the NBA? Is one of them?
No.
Okay.
A brother. One has a brother that played around the time he played. Foreign. Both posts.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to think of brothers in the NBA. Tall, big brothers in the NBA.
Yeah, both seven-footers. Both seven-footers. Brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Never mind. And foreign, huh?
Both of them foreign, yeah. No. Both of these last two are foreign.
I don't know.
I believe that one of them, I'm fairly certain, is top 10 all-time scorer. All time.
And we just went through that, didn't we? Top 10 scores of all time? No, we did the blocks.
He's got to be top 10. I might be shooting a little high, but I'm pretty sure he's top 10.
Okay.
And he, like I said, not he doesn't play a three, but more of a four, a score, a perimeter score.
Born outside of the United States and has a brother that played in the league.
That's so we're two different people. So the one that's a four.
Okay.
Is not the one with the brother. The other seven-footer is a five and a four. Definitely played some four.
Okay.
Both of these guys. Everybody else you named is a straight up. Even Hakeem.
Straight up five.
Straight up five. Come on. Like David Robinson, Ewing, Parrish, Shaq, Wilt, Kareem. These two were four fives. I believe one of them played way more four. He always played next to a five because he couldn't defend a five, but he could score. Like crazy could score.
Okay, I'm drawing a blank on these last two.
All right, so let me give you some hints. They're going to be quick hints. Like one of them won a ring with Kobe.
Oh, no, it's not Paul Gasol. It is Paul Gasol.
Yeah, brother, Marc Gasol.
Brother, Marc Gasol, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there you go.
Good
Spain.
Hint. Yep, good hint, yep.
I knew you'd get that quick. I'm not giving up on this one. This one's the scorer, Mike. Really? One of the best scorers in the history of the NBA.
I always get one of those that I just can't get.
Overseas. So think of some of the best overseas scorers in the history of the NBA. I mean, it's not Drazen Petrovic.
Was it Dirk Nowitzki?
There you go.
There it is.
Dirk Nowitzki. Isn't he more of a four?
He is, and he was more of a four, right? Hall of Famer. Yeah. Or about to be or something.
About to be Hall of Famer. But is he top 10 scorer of all time? He's
up there.
I think he is. We'll look it up after the show.
We have to look that up, yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty certain he is. But yeah, Dirk and Powell.
Dirk, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Let's stay with the NBA for a minute.
Okay, yeah.
Top 10 players in the NBA with the most technical fouls. you're going to go boom, boom, boom.
Oh, wow. I'm going to, oof. That might bomb on this one.
No, Dennis, I'm telling you. They're all big names, all of them.
Oh, my gosh. Dennis Rodman?
Dennis Rodman is number five with 212 technicals. But that's number five. Good old Dennis.
Oh, my gosh. Is Latrell Sprewell on there?
Latrell Sprewell is not on here. No. I think he was like 15, looking at the rest. But
oh, this one's going to be tough.
No, man. You're good. Just a couple little hints. Just think most of this era is the era that we kind of not grew up, not like Bird and those guys, but the next era, the Jordan era.
Okay.
So it's a lot of them are in that.
Bill Laimbeer?
Nope.
Really? Okay. What about Dylan Brooks? Hasn't played long enough to get on that list yet?
No. He will be. He might win this list soon enough.
Technical fouls.
Let me see. Nobody. One person is currently playing. Yeah.
He's had to have played a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He's at the end of his career, but he's one of your least favorite players in the NBA.
I was just going to say James Harden?
No.
Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook, yeah. Number 7.
That was going to be the other one. Yeah,
yeah, no. Yeah. There's two guys I know.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If I need to get one.
Well, I was thinking James Harden, and then you said what you said.
All right, let's see. We got a bad boy Detroit Piston in here.
Yep.
We got a New York Knick in here.
Anthony Mason. Yep.
Number 8.
Oh, what about Charles Oakley?
Charles Oakley is not on the list.
Okay.
But there's another Charles.
Barkley.
Number 2.
Yep, Charles Barkley.
329 technicals, and it's not number 1. Now, same era, who was arguably the best power forward in that era?
The best power forward in that era? Oh, wow. Well, Moses, I liked Moses Malone.
This is a little bit later in Barkley's career. I just said his name when we were talking about the two-man, running the two-man game.
Yeah, that was...
I'm not telling you.
What about Jabbar?
No.
I know Jabbar got a little heated sometimes, right?
Let's see.
But then again, they wouldn't throw Tex a lot. They let him fight. You know what I mean? And
one of the guys on this list was on the list you just did.
Which was the 7-footers?
Yeah. It's shocking to me that he's number 6 on the list because I don't remember this part of his career.
It almost sounds like David Robinson.
No.
No, okay. I was going to say it can't be David Robinson. Let me see.
We got a Celtic from the, not this last year, but the most recent, 12 years ago?
See, I was almost going to say Danny Ainge.
No, this is the most recent championship, not this year, but
Antoine
the last.
Walker?
Nope. No, won a championship. What was that championship team?
Paul Pierce.
Nope, close.
Was Rondo on that team?
He was, but nope.
No, okay.
Superstar on the team, obviously. Who was the other two superstars?
We just went over this when Paulie was here with that team. Trying to remember that whole team.
What was the big trade that got them, boom, all of a sudden they're here? Minnesota.
Oh, Kevin Garnett is that?
Kevin Garnett, 10.
Really? Yeah, he's a fiery dude. Yeah, he beefed a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Oh, Ron Artest?
No.
Okay.
He just scrapped.
Yeah, he got his fair share of techs.
We got a guy who played, a guard that played in Seattle.
Not the glove.
Yeah.
He's on that.
Gary Payton is number 4.
I wouldn't have came up with that. I knew he chirped a little bit, but I wouldn't.
250. 250 technicals.
That many technicals. Okay, I knew he chirped. Okay.
So we got, let's go back to Detroit.
Gary Payton, wow.
Detroit, and he played a little bit with the Celts. Ran his mouth
24-7. Oh, man.
North Carolina.
I don't know. That one's
played next to Jerry Stackhouse at North Carolina.
Oh, geez. Rasheed Wallace. You're right.
Yeah. Rasheed Wallace.
I was thinking of a 4 earlier.
He was 3.
That doesn't shock me, right? That doesn't shock me.
All right. I got to get 3 more. I'm going to get you to all 3 of them. Here we go. This guy plays more of a 4 than a 5. He's one of the top scorers of all time. and he's foreign. It's from the list I just did.
Not Nowitzki.
Yes.
See, shocking. I wouldn't have came up with that either. I know he talked a little bit.
199 technicals.
You know, you're right.
I did not. I was writing it down going, no way.
Yeah.
I had to look it up. Because I had to cross-reference it to make sure.
Because that era there, right, they started to call more texts on these guys for chirping. You're right. Okay.
So you got two guys. You got one guy mostly for the Orlando Magic and one guy for the Utah Jazz.
Karl Malone.
Number one.
You're right.
332.
I should have known that. He was always kibitzing.
332.
Man. Yeah, he was always complaining.
Now you got number nine.
I don't know how I forgot that one. But
number nine. He didn't get as many of them in Orlando because he was younger, but then he went to the Lakers, the Rockets, and just a walking technical foul. Not in the league anymore, although he thinks he should be.
Oh, jeez.
Playing in Japan or Shanghai now. Superman.
Oh, Dwight Howard?
Dwight Howard.
Really? I don't know if I would have got that one.
Yeah.
I know he played a while. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
180.
Wow, that's a good list.
Yeah. I was going to say, those are all big names. I mean, you got Mason.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, Mason. So it's Mailman, Barkley, Rasheed, The Glove, Rodman, Dirk, Westbrook, and he's still – Westbrook's only got four more to pass Dirk. He'll get it this year. Mason, Dwight, KG.
Wow. See, a couple of those I would have – man, that would have taken me a long time to get those. Some shocked me. A couple of those will shock me on that list,
How about that?
Wow.
Lists, technicals. I think, all right, so if I had to guess, I've been coaching a long time. I'm going to stay away from, do I have to do that? I'll include all games, meaning like AAU.
Okay.
So you're talking between all the sports I've coached in all the years, in season, AAU, it's thousands of games. Thousands.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
It has to be. Right. You know, it has to be. Yep.
I think if I had to really guess, I may have had four technicals in my career.
I think I was there for a couple of them.
Were you? Which ones? One at Bonanza.
I think you got one at Bonanza.
Which one? Which one do you remember? Because I remember two at Bonanza.
I think it was not the home game. It's when...
Durango when Nooney got...
Nooney. I was thinking of the lefty when Nooney got elbowed in the head.
I should have called a foul. Blood. Cracked his head open.
And then he didn't call a foul.
Covered in blood.
Didn't call a foul.
And the only reason I got teed up is because the ref said, why don't you worry more about the score?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, what's the ref talking about?
Yeah,
there?
I lost my absolute mind.
He can't say that, the ref.
Well,
he can't say
whatever.
That.
You can say what you want.
Yeah,
but
that's...
He had to go to the hospital and get stitches.
No foul.
And so, that was a scary one. That was probably my worst tee. And I blacked out. It was a wrap. That was a wrap.
No, you should have been sticking up for your kid.
Thank goodness my daughter was my assistant coach because I was ready to go because it was my guy. It was my player.
Yeah.
And he looked at me like he was going to pass out. Blood just... gushing.
Yeah.
Yep. I got one as a girls coach there. I got one. All my other sports, I guess, you know, the equivalent in volleyball would be like a yellow or red card.
Yeah.
I never got any of those. Field hockey, whatever. I only coached for a year, but nothing. I remember one, AAU, so I'm up to three that I can remember. In 33 seasons, 30-some, what I mean? It's a long time.
Yeah.
And, my mentality I struggled more as a player, which is where the nickname Doodoo came from, because I wasn't cussing at people, but I was cussing, and I had to turn that cuss word into Doodoo instead of the cuss word. But I was young. I had to figure that out. But as a coach... my mentality has always been this, and I really try to get my players to understand this, and I sincerely believe what I'm about to say. And listen, I run the SCORE program here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's about recruiting, educating, retaining officials, right?
Yeah.
So I work very closely with a lot of officials, and there's a lot of great officials. And officials make mistakes just like coaches make mistakes, just like players make mistakes. They're human, blah, blah, blah. They miss things. Well, they see things differently, different angle. There's a million ways you could talk about it. I'm actually proud. I can only name three technicals, but I'll say four just to be safe. In all those years, I've only gotten four because I believe I always give the benefit of the doubt to the officiating that they're trying to do the best they can.
Yeah, of course.
When I feel like it's negative or you say something like that when my guy's bleeding out in the corner of the court, you lose your cool a little bit.
Yeah.
But I believe, and I teach my players to this day, and I haven't had the discussion with them yet, but my players will have that discussion Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday because we're going to play on Thursday, is you need to talk to the officials in a positive way for a couple reasons. And I don't mean this to all officials, but most officials are former players and some are former coaches.
Yeah.
So they also want to be talked to like they know the game. You don't talk to them like they don't know the game.
Right,
they know
right,
the game.
Sure, right.
They know the game and the rules better than myself and the players.
Yeah.
Period. End of story. So what I always tell the girls is I prefer you never talk to them, but say you get dinged up for a reaching foul, instead of being like, and going up to them like, never do that.
Yeah.
Number one, you're showing them up. Number two, but what you do is say, can I politely ask, use the word politely, can I politely ask you a question on that play as the person shooting the free throw, if you can? What could I have done better to avoid that foul? Yeah. And you know what the ref's going to say? The answer is, either don't reach or move your feet. Some refs, they want to share their knowledge.
Sure.
And they're going to remember that you asked them a polite question and giving them integrity on a call that most people in today's game are going to go, leave it. They're not. I've never seen a ref change a call.
No.
Ever.
And they're not there to see you do bad either. You know what I mean? They're there to see you succeed. But that's a good point. Yeah.
So for me, and I'm going to let the cat out of the bag here, right? I mean, I'm in the twilight of my coaching. I still got some coaching to do. But this is a big secret, man. I can't believe this is getting out.
Okay.
Only on episode 29 of the Doodoo and Foo Show. So, and I've done this probably four or five times in my career. It's good. Don't worry, Miss Yvonne Wade or Julie Savage. I'm not going to say anything crazy. Sometimes the refs are not doing great. They're having a bad day.
Yeah.
They're struggling.
It happens.
The crowd knows it. My players are hot. Everybody's hot and they're all looking at me like you're gonna say something.
Yeah.
And I know that it's a fragile moment. If I say what I think, I'm gonna go boop, or we're not gonna get the next couple calls. Yeah. That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
But to appease my players and my fans and the parents, I'll pull the ref over and I'll look like I'm giving them the business.
Put on a show.
And I'm putting and I'm pointing and I got the scowl. But in reality, I'm going, hey, everybody in this gym thinks that was a bad call except you and I. I agree. I think you made a good non-call. But over it, and I'm doing all this, and I'm throwing a tantrum, and I said, just make it look like I'm giving you the business. But I actually agree. I'm trying to keep everybody happy here. And they're going, yeah. And I said, all right, if you can do me a favor, when you walk away, just tell me to sit down, and that's enough. They walk away, and they're like, that's enough, coach. Sit down. And then after the game, they come up to me like, a lot of refs have never had that.
That's the rapport, yeah.
That's the rapport. Yeah. And you know what? I'll get more calls that way.
Yeah.
Instead of going, blah, blah, blah. And they laugh because they're covering their mouth with their whistle and they're listening. And some of them I know over time. Yeah. And I've done that a couple times. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Everybody thinks I'm going crazy. And I sit down and slam something. And everybody's like, good enough, coach.
Well, here's when we know you are really upset.
Okay.
Well, is when you pull that chair away from the crowd.
Oh yeah.
So they can't hear you what you're telling your team. That's when you know. Well, here it's tough because you're up against the wall. If you pull it off against the wall, then we can hear you. But like at Bonanza, when you pull that chair, pull the chair to midcourt. Told your team. I looked at Julie. Oh, he's hot.
Oh boy. Yeah. So it's funny. That's
something he didn't like his team doing. Yep.
And that's funny because that's a change of topic where it's got nothing to do with the officials. That's when I am pissed at my team.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly what you said.
Yeah,
I'll bring
them
to like the free throw line and say huddle up because I don't want anybody hearing what I'm about to say. But most officials are like, got to go back to your bench coach. Volleyball one time, lost my brains, right? Lost them. We're playing it. What a wonderful story this is. Is Centennial Volleyball really, really good? Bonanza Volleyball, we were really, really good. A lot of the players played club and coaches know.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Each other, and there was a parent of a Centennial girl that played with our girls, and he was an official too, and he officiated, which I thought was such a conflict. Is how do I have an official volleyball game where his daughter is the setter of a team in our league? That's crazy.
I can't believe they allowed that.
I couldn't either. And so this guy always just rubbed me wrong, but my parents and the players like, no, he's nice, he's fiery. So anyway, we have a very good team. Centennial has a very good team. We go to Centennial to play. It's best of five, right?
Yeah.
Sets best of five. So we start off, didn't do well. Dropped the first set. You switch benches, right, in volleyball. So you don't stay in the same bench. You switch benches. Yeah. So we switch benches. We go down 0-2. We're in trouble. In Centennial, packed crowd, they're very good. We're not playing well. Switch benches again, and as I'm switching, that parent is videotaping. He walks by me and says, "What a great day for some volleyball. They're up 2-0 there. Of course they're gonna win. We're not gonna win 3 in a row. Yeah. And I just went my face probably, I turned bright red, and I'm like, I can't say anything to the parent, but I'm like, and when we switched benches that time, we were right next to the aux gym entrance.
Okay. Yeah.
So we have a few minutes in between matches with volleyball. So I had my assistant. I told the girls, get in the aux gym. Same thing.
Auxiliary gym, yeah.
And it wasn't to yell at them because I was mad because they weren't playing well and I could have done that. But he just lit my fire. Mm-hmm. I smashed my board into pieces. I'm like, you just gave them the business in a positive, uplifting way.
Yeah.
Bro, we went out and swept them 3-0. Beat them 3-2.
There you go.
And I said, what a beautiful day for volleyball.
I was going to say.
What a beautiful day for volleyball. That's one of my, beating Bishop Gorman was number one on my list. But that, beating Centennial at their place, being down 0-2, but I had to bring them in the aux gym to say what I needed to say. And it's never anything crazy. You know, I keep my cool. But the good thing about my coaching style is when I get hot, my kids respond.
Yeah.
Because I'm never, I just don't get angry often.
Right.
I don't get that craziness often. Yeah. So when I do, my players are like, okay, good. Let's go.
Let's do it for coach.
Let's do it for coach, right? Instead absolutely. So that was one of those examples. But yeah, it's funny you remember that.
Yeah.
Listen to this. We're going to switch. I mean, I don't even know how to segue to this, but I saw this the other day.
Okay.
Nothing to do with sports.
Yep.
I got one. This I'm going to talk about, and then I want you to rank some comfort foods 1 through 5.
Yeah.
Piece of cake. We're blind rankings. You're great at.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh yeah.
And JFK.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
You stop me when this gets crazy.
I did a report on Abe Lincoln in school once, but go ahead. Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln, JFK.
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln was elected to Congress in 1846.
Mm-hmm.
JFK was elected to Congress in 1946. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stop me when this gets weird.
It's already weird.
Abraham Lincoln became president in 1860.
Yep.
JFK became president.
Yeah. 1960.
In 1960.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. I'm going to keep going.
Yep.
They both had wives that lost a child while in the White House.
Yep.
Okay. They were both shot on a Friday.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
They were both shot in the head.
In the head, yep.
They were both assassinated by Southerners.
Okay. Okay. All right. Hmm.
They were both succeeded by Southerners named Johnson.
Okay.
Andrew Johnson, who succeeded Lincoln, was born in 1808. Lyndon Johnson, who succeeded JFK, was born in 1908.
1908. Crazy.
Hold on.
Well, I'm listening to this whole list.
Abraham Lincoln's secretary was named Kennedy. Kennedy's secretary
was named Lincoln.
Was named Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Hold on. Hey, stop me when it gets weird. John Wilkes Booth was born in 1839.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Harvey Oswald was born in 1939. They were both assassinated before their trials.
Yeah.
They are both known by their three name, John Wilkes Booth, Lee Harvey Oswald.
Okay.
Both names are composed of exactly 15 letters.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Wow.
I mean, Mike.
Yeah, that's, wow.
We're not done.
No, let's go. Let's keep it going.
Lincoln was shot in the Ford Theater.
Yeah.
Kennedy was shot in a Lincoln made by the Ford Company.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Hold on. I only got a couple more.
No,
this is crazy. Where are we going here? I don't even know where I am.
He left off at the Ford.
A week before Lincoln was shot.
Okay.
He was in Monroe, a city called Monroe. In Maryland.
Okay.
A week before JFK was shot, he was with Marilyn Monroe. Ready?
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Lincoln was shot in a theater and the assassin ran to a warehouse.
Okay.
Kennedy was shot from a warehouse and the assassin ran to a theater.
Wow.
And that's all I got.
No, that. Now I can say that's weird because I want to hear the whole thing. Wow. Yeah, didn't realize all of that.
Those dates are like even.
All the dates.
Andrew Johnson, 1808. Lyndon Johnson, 1908.
Yeah.
John Wilkes Booth, 1839. Lee Harvey Oswald, 1939. Yeah. That's just.
100 years apart.
Yeah, everything's 100 years apart. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't even know. I just saw that on social media and I'm like.
No.
I was watching it going, yeah, it's kind of. Yeah. What? No. Yeah. Holy.
All the similarities.
Smoke. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shot in the. In the.
Both shot in the head. Both. Yeah.
What was the theater? Oh, the Ford Theater.
The Ford Theater.
And then the Kennedy shot by a Lincoln. In a Lincoln made by Ford.
Made by Ford. Oh, yeah. The Monroe thing, that's crazy too.
Crazy. Yeah. Isn't that odd? I don't even know. I mean, you see, you never know when you tune in to the Doodoo and Foo Show what topic is coming up next. So we're talking presidential assassination. We got time for a blind ranking. We only got five.
Yep, let's do it.
You ready?
Yep.
Top five comfort foods. One through five.
I guess it'd be my favorite foods, I guess, right?
Grilled cheese. Where you rank it? One through five. Oh, I'm not asking you for your favorite. I'm going to give them to you. You blind rank them.
Yeah, let's throw that at three.
Grilled cheese, number three. Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, two.
Two, PB and J.
Yeah, I put that ahead of grilled cheese.
Mom's lasagna.
I knew pasta was coming. That's 1A and.
Mom's lasagna. It's actually called Mom's lasagna.
Yeah.
Pancakes.
Four.
And mac and cheese.
That's five.
Five? Yeah. So pretty accurate list, huh?
Yeah, that is accurate about. Got to do the pasta first. PB&J is good at two. Oh, yeah. There you go. That's good. That's good stuff. Yeah.
Grilled cheese. A little quick one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at me. I'm sitting here. When Mike comes in, he's got the food. I'm writing away. I'm like, I'll be right with you. Writing away. John Wilkes Booth. I'm writing all my stuff. So, you know, we'll talk when we get off air, but it all begins for CSN women's basketball. Not anything that counts for record, but next week we travel up to Utah Tech to take on the Trailblazers at their place. We go up there Thursday. Once the game is over, we continue north up to Salt Lake. And then Friday we play We have a 4-game scrimmage the next Friday. They're, you know, 1-hour games, running clock, yeah, except the last minute. And we get to play 4. I knew this was going to happen. God bless Coach Marcy. But we're not in Region 18 anymore.
Yeah.
Right? So Scenic West League, when you go to the Jamboree, you never play your own league. Right? So you always play teams from other leagues. But now that I'm not in the league, now I'm playing all the Scenic West teams. So we open up with Utah State Eastern, which is a beast, right? We split with them the last couple years, but they're a solid team, well-coached team. They have a player that I recruited last year that ended up going there, so that's always a fun game when you play against a team a player that you recruited. Yeah. And then we get North Idaho, who we beat twice last year, home and away. Mm-hmm. Home game ended up being a 3-point game. Remember, we had a big lead.
We had a big lead, I remember
that
game.
And then they came back, shifty little guard. They had one girl who was just a flamethrower last year.
Second half, she went off. Second half,
she went crazy. Yeah. We beat them pretty good up there. Actually, I think we were down at half, and we just went boom and just cranked them. And I think we ended up winning in the 20s. I like their coach, get along with them very well. And he's got some special stuff happening up there. North Idaho's history of women's basketball is rich. And I think first year and in, back into the league, they struggled a little bit, but he's got scholarship money. He's got one of the nicest campuses, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. One of the nicest campuses you'll ever see.
Good recruiting tool.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So he's going to be a beast. We'll see him in game 2. Game 3, we play CNCC, Colorado Northwestern, who didn't have a team last year, because the year before their coach got hired just as school was beginning. He just didn't have enough time to recruit a team. But I'm good friends with him. His name's Coach Carter. And I work very well with him. Him and I talk quite a bit. And he's got full scholarships there. And he went, and I think he told me he got 7 girls up from Texas to come to Colorado. Wow. So that's going to be a beast of a game. And then we finish the day off with Snow College, who's always a competitive game.
Always a tough game,
So that's going to be a... It's going to be a heck of a jamboree, and we get Utah Tech the day before. So
it's good for your girls.
Really good. Really good for our girls. And, you know, like I always explain to them is these preseason jamborees don't count on your record. We're trying to win every time we step on the court.
Yeah.
But this is all about getting better and for me to learn what you do well, what you don't. Absolutely. What we do well as a team, what you do well and what you don't as an individual, what we need to get better at, what we're good at. All that stuff. Yeah. So we'll be learning either way, but man, we're getting thrown into the fire this year.
That's good though. That's good.
Yeah.
That's
and then we got a couple weeks, get a home scrimmage. It was against the Southern Nevada All-Stars, but now it's changed. We're playing the women's team from Nellis Air Force Base. So, our assistant coach, Coach P, kind of helped set that up. I hope it'll be finalized here soon, but that'll be a fun scrimmage here on a Friday night.
Yep.
And then,
Then
6 days later, it all begins. And we start with a barn burner, very well coached. Scottsdale Fighting Artichokes.
Okay, there we go.
Let me tell you. They got a bomb squad. Okay. And I know us coaches, get along very well. If Coach Tosh is watching, her husband, you know, they're kind of saying, we get Vegas first. Great. You know, like we get to get the first game for CSN, like they're talking like we're a problem and I'm talking like they're a problem. So it's going to be a great matchup. So excited to get on the court and play some games. Yeah, it's happening fast, man.
I know.
Then once you play them,
that's it.
They start.
That's it. Yeah. It's going quick. That's good, man.
Yep. What do you got this week? Anything for next week?
Nah, this is it.
This is it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll figure out a time. Yeah. I think something's going to have to be remote for next week's show, but it's going to be a show.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, we'll figure it out. I'll try to think of something. I'm at dinner. I'm going to dinner with Mom and Dad here right after this. But
Nice. Happy birthday dinner.
Yes, happy birthday dinner.
Where are you guys going?
You know, right now we're gonna go to Shucks. Mom likes Shucks.
Oh, nice.
And my niece is a little under the weather.
Okay.
So when she can come out, maybe sometime next week, then we'll go out and then we'll go back and do the whole cake thing at Mom's house. But
very tonight. Good. Well, happy birthday.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Happy birthday, Mom. Love you.
Good stuff.
Yep.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week for show number 30.
Thank you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role.
According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.